Julio Hong, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Sino-Haitian, born in Cuba.
Yes, basically, I'm like the new mix of the planet, I guess. My grandfather is Chinese, mm-hmm. but he moved to Haiti in 1930s, and he met my grandmother from Haiti, and then they moved to Cuba, and my father born in Cuba, so half Cuban, half Haitian, with some Chinese inside.
So as you say, it's the new world reality, a mix of all kinds
of
things.
That's what it is, yeah.
What got you interested in dance?
I do believe that my mother, she didn't know what to do with all this energy when I was a little child. And in Cuba, it's like here in Canada, they give you a hockey to play. In Cuba, mm-hmm. you just either play baseball or either you dance or play music also. So she just decided to put me to study ballet, and then that was my life after.
But the kind of modern expressive dance that you do now is, of course, much, much different than the very structural, rigid forms of ballet, isn't it?
Definitely. So what happened is after I finished my entire classical background, I was kind of hungry to use other type of disciplines regarding dance and regarding expression. So that's why I moved here to Canada in 1999, and I started working with Marie Chouinard, mm-hmm. which is a very avant-garde choreographer, because in Cuba it's like you either do classical, you either do contemporary, or you either do popular, or you either do folklore. So it's kind of tight. So when I move here, I feel more open to.
How do you think your genetic background plays into how you express yourself, your history? You seem to know your history very well, about where your parents came from and your grandparents and so on.
Definitely. It's something that I work a lot on it, because I do have a phrase in my life: if you don't know where you come from, will never know where to go. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's very important to know my history, because in all these years when I've been dancing other people's choreography and I've been a dancer or interpreter, every single time I'm working for other people, I do have a background that is telling me, so it's always there. So for all this year, I put it in the back because I was living the experience to work for somebody else. Now it's time to put it in front and let them guide me.
And this is what Yamayo is. Huh?
This is what Yamayo is. Yamayo is a work that I'm doing. Actually, the story is Yemaya. Mm-hmm. The real name is Yemaya. Yemaya is a god that comes from the Yoruba religion in Nigeria that represents the woman. So basically,
there's something to do with the sea as well, isn't it?
Yeah, something to do with the sea. Also, in the Afro-Cuban religion, Yemaya is the owner of the sea.
Ah.
And also it happens in Brazil, because what happened when the Spanish, they moved to America, they started to bring African from anywhere, mm. from many places in Africa to Cuba and in Brazil. So basically, the Nigeria people, the Yoruba religion, place themselves in Cuba and in Brazil. So actually, Yemaya in Brazil is exactly the same Yemaya in Cuba. Mm. And this work that I'm doing, my new piece named Yemayo, I play a little bit of the metrosexualism.
Playing a little bit with the masculine and the feminine together.
But. Yeah, because I do believe today in society, a man needs to have a woman inside and a woman needs to have a man inside to be able to fit in this society today.
How do you express that in dance?
It's very easy to express that in dance, because basically what I'm doing is just giving a message that it is okay to have a woman inside. So basically when you do a piece, one thing is what you think in your mind, and the other thing is when you speak into the people. You need to be very specific, because dance is a new language. If I move too fast, It's like I'm speaking to you too fast. So you will never be able to understand if I speak to you too fast. So if I move slow and I try to be very specific, you will totally understand what I'm trying to do. So the language of the body, it needs to be very specific. So it's very simple to put that to the audience, actually.
How is your experience? You've been here about a little over 10 years now, right?
Yeah, 13 years.
How is the experience in Canada, which is certainly a much, much different culture than in Cuba? How does that affect your way of interpreting the emotions and so on that you want to get across?
Definitely. Moving to Canada, it was the first 5 years of my life, it was very tough. Moving to a new mentality, a new way of living. It was totally different. The mentality, the governor mentality, everything that is, the way this is structured here. In Cuba, we kind of, we wake up and we just live. You know what I mean?
Well, it's easier at 25 degrees as it is the minus 25
exactly.
degrees.
Exactly. And also the weather side, it affects me a lot.
Mm-hmm. But did that express itself in your dance the way?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. I had a huge pain in all my body all the time. I remember calling Marie minus 30 degrees back in 2000.
Marie Chouinard
telling her, I'm not going out of my house today. It was very hard for me.
But you have to come to rehearsal.
But I mean, especially Quebec, I love the mentality here. After a while, when you start learning, and actually, they're very, very mentality wise. As Cuban people, they're very open. They're not afraid of nothing. They just talk.
How did you end up being the artistic director of a dance up in the Yukon?
The Northern Light School of Dance?
Yeah.
Basically, for the first time in 2001, I went to Whitehorse to perform there. And I just fell in love with Whitehorse. Oh, my God. This is so wild. And honestly,
unlike anything you'd ever experienced before.
Never before.
Because you've grown up in the city.
Exactly. Yeah. But going there is like, I don't know. I experienced with all my friends, if you go once to Whitehorse, you need to go back. I do believe they're a pioneer of new civilization in life. They have a philosophy of life that it should be a model to the entire Canada, actually. People are actually taking the time to live in Whitehorse, even if it's so far away. But I have a friend that told me, are you really moving to the end of the world? And I said, you know what? If one day I move to Whitehorse, for me, it's a moving to the beginning of the world. You know, they work, they have responsibilities, they have everything, but they take the time to breathe, actually.
So do you think that from now on, Canada is going to be where you're going to be spending most of your time and developing as an artist?
Definitely, because I can move very easy to any continent around the world, so it's very simple to move. And also my own country, Havana, in Cuba, it's like 3-4 hours away from here, so it's just perfect. Sometimes I go on Thursday and come back on Sunday, actually.
Some guys have all the luck. Well, Julio, thank you so much for coming in, and much success with your latest production that you've choreographed, Yamayo, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.